things have been stalled in Copenhagen, and the kind of favorable outcome that most people expected in terms of a legally binding agreement really didn't materialize. And secondly, this is also, in my view, a measure of desperation on the part of the skeptics, because there is a very clear and demonstrated commitment on the part of world leaders to come up with an agreement. I mean, that's one reason why so many of them converged on Copenhagen.
What do you think is the best way of countering their arguments and stopping their ascendance?
Well, I think the best way to sort of get on with the job is to see that we disseminate the scientific findings of the IPCC and the process by which these have been arrived at. Though the process that the IPCC follows is absolutely impeccable. So I think we need to make sure that this gets known to people. And I think it's critically important to inform the public about the truth and the reality of climate change and the scientific basis for it.
How hopeful are you about the next global climate summit in Mexico this year?
Well, it's certainly not going to be easy, and I think a great deal will depend on what happens in the U.S. But my belief is that even in the U.S., there are large numbers of people, certainly a greater number today than was the case 2 years ago, who are convinced that action has to be taken on climate change. And, you know, we must also highlight the importance of the co-benefits from mitigation of emissions of greenhouse gases. I mean, the whole issue of energy security, the benefits of lower air pollution at the local level, and the employment generation that could come from moving towards activities that essentially cut down on emissions of greenhouse gases. This is clearly a strategy that would help economic revival rather than retard it.